Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I am your host, Cascade Conference Commissioner Rob Cashel, and very excited I'm being joined today by Maya Duchesne, student athlete at Northwest University. Maya, thank you so much for joining Cascade Connects.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, how was your holiday? How was Christmas and New Year's, and what did you do?
Oh yeah, it was great. I got to come home. I actually live at home and commute to Northwest. It's about a 30-minute drive. I live in Snohomish. So I was able to just hang out with family and watch a whole lot of basketball. We're a huge basketball family. Brother and sister are both high school coaches. So I was able to go watch a few of their games, be a part of some of their practices, stuff like that. So it was a break from school, but for sure not a break from sports.
Well, Maya, again, thanks for joining. And you're one of the reasons we wanted to talk with you is really just the unique position you're in right now. You're in your graduate program. You're in your final year of your basketball season, your career at Northwest. But on top of all of that, you're also now the sports information director at Northwest University. So you have the trifecta going on, and I know you're very busy. So talk to me a little bit about those three things individually, and how did you come to becoming the SID at Northwest?
Yeah, so last year around spring break, I got a call from Gary McIntosh, our athletic director, and I had been in class with him for a while because he is a professor in the athletic leadership program. And he was like, "Hey, Maya, I know you're kind of interested in sports marketing, sports information stuff. How about you take over this position?" And I was kind of taken back, humbled a little bit, like, wow, that's a big position to fill. After Ray Fink, he did amazing things for our school. And so I had to take some time to think about it, talk with Gary as well as Coach Crawford, because we knew that the job would overlap with the basketball season. And I wanted to make sure, first and foremost, that I was able to enjoy my last season of basketball. And Gary has been so respectful of that, knowing that right now in the middle of basketball season, basketball kind of comes first with going to practice and traveling, being with the team. But I kind of fell in love with the position during the fall season. So I'm still in the office as much as I can, working as sports information while being a student athlete.
Yeah, it's just incredible that you're able to balance all of those things. Talk a little bit about your degree program. You're finishing your graduate program in athletic management and leadership. What was your undergrad? And talk a little bit about your program and how it's going.
Yeah, so my undergrad, I graduated with a degree in marketing, digital marketing specifically. Just kind of working on social media and how to build a business and how to sell things to people. And then athletic leadership program, it gave me the opportunity to play my fifth year of basketball. And so I thought, hey, why not play another year and also get my master's degree, learn a bit more. And so in athletic leadership, we have classes such as principles of coaching, athletic administration, fundraising. So I've learned a whole lot of things in that, having guest speakers, reading books, talking with Gary McIntosh, the athletic director, as well as Coach Crawford. They're both professors in the program. And so it's been fun because I already have a relationship with each of them, but now having that student professor relationship has been really cool to experience. So a lot of people come out of the program either becoming coaches or becoming athletic directors, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to mix in marketing with it, and kind of the perfect job that comes out of that is sports information. And so it's kind of worked out perfectly, being able to learn in classes but also learn through my job, and kind of see the similarities and differences between them has been really cool.
Yeah, you've had kind of the unique opportunity of taking your classwork knowledge and really applying that right away, probably within hours of a class.
Yeah, exactly. And after class, before class, having that 5 to 10 minute meeting with Gary is actually really helpful.
So tell me a little bit, what does a normal day look like for you now with all of this stuff on your plate?
So I try and get to school in the mornings if I'm going into the office, kind of miss the traffic going up or going down south. I'll get to the office and open emails, read emails, get kind of my what I like to call MITs done, which are most important tasks. And then practices are usually later in the evening, so I can just kind of work on what I need to get done for the week. In the morning and then head to practice in the evening. What I've found during basketball season that I like to do is Monday, Tuesday, really get like game programs done, rosters done, get things ready for live stream and recording done at the beginning of the week because I really don't like to think about that on Thursday or Friday because that's when we're either traveling or when it's game day. And so what I found it's best for me is get things done at the beginning of the week so that I can just be a basketball player at the end of the week. And then our assistant athletic director and also operations is Emily Hatate, and she has been amazing. She just got back because she had a baby. And so she just got back with us and she's taken over a lot of what the sports information role does, which has allowed me to just be a basketball player. And so we'll keep in contact throughout the week. And if she needs anything Thursday and Friday, Saturday, I'm there to help out. But she's really taken over the role really well as well.
So Emily, as you mentioned, is an associate director of operations. Had an opportunity to meet her about a month ago. So you guys are really kind of tag teaming the SID stuff while you're playing basketball.
Yeah, exactly. And Gary made it a point to have her write articles as well, just so there's no conflict there. So I'm not writing an article about a men's basketball player who's right next to me on the bus or anything like that. So I thought that was really smart of them to do. So all the articles about basketball are Emily. Everything else would be me.
So Maya, you had an opportunity to attend our late summer, early fall Sports Information Director retreat. Tell me a little bit about what you gained from that. First of all, what did you anticipate it was going to be like, and then did it meet your expectations?
Yeah. Well, Rob, I got to tell you, those 2, 3 days were some of the best and worst days of my summer because I went into it really not knowing what I was going to learn. And I came out of it seeing the SID role as a whole different thing. I learned that there's a lot more to it than I thought there was going to be. But again, like I said before, I fell in love with it and I've loved it ever since. But the reason why it was a couple of the best days of my break was because of everybody I met. All the sports information directors from all the schools, you and Courtney. It was like meeting a second family, and it was so much fun. We just hit it off right away. And I keep in contact with a lot of them through work, but also just for fun. I mean, I get funny texts from Sam here and there. He's a hilarious guy. And one of my favorite parts of traveling already this season is looking forward to seeing the SID at each school. So this past weekend, I got to see Clayton, I got to see Nick, and it was great. Even though I only talked to him for a few minutes, it's just fun to know that there's going to be a colleague there and they have my back, even if they're wearing a different logo. But it's created a second family, and I can ask questions whenever I want. I know most SIDs during season are going to be up at 1 a.m. anyways. And so if I need to send them a text, they're probably working. They're going to help me out. So while I did learn that the role was going to be more than I thought, the support I've gotten from everybody in my athletic department, as well as opposing athletic departments, has just been incredible.
Yeah, you talked about learning that the job was more than maybe you anticipated. Can you pinpoint a couple of things that jump out in your mind of like, "Whoa, wow, I had no idea that that was going to be part of it."
Yeah, I'll give you one word, and it's stats. Specifically, volleyball stats. Oh my goodness. And anybody who's talked to me about my job knows that my least favorite thing is volleyball stats. But I just started practicing. I got friends to help me. Actually, something kind of now that's funny that happened at the beginning of the season. Our volleyball team traveled to California for a tournament, and they played in about six games. And I won't name the schools, but whoever did the stats for those six games, they were really, really off. And since they're out of our conference and I don't really know them, it wasn't really appropriate, I guess, to ask them to redo the stats being six games. And so me just taking the SID job recently and feeling like I needed to do something about it, I got a group of friends together, including about three or four volleyball players. We went to someone's apartment and we statted those six games, and it took us about 6 hours. So I taught each of them how to do it, how to call it, and how to put it into the computer. And we all did it together and we got it done. And the cherry on top was it was the night before the first day of school.
Oh,
So
wow.
talk about having a support team. I got it.
Well, I'm sure Coach Bain was very, very happy to get corrected stats, that's for
Oh yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and if you know Coach Bain, he likes stats to be nearly perfect. And so that's what I wanted to give him.
So tell me a little bit about what's the favorite part of the job for you?
Yeah, my favorite part of the job is just highlighting athletes, I think. Even though maybe volleyball stats was difficult to do, the reason why I went back and redid things and corrected things was for the players. And I know what it's like to be a student athlete and to work hard. And if your numbers aren't representing how hard you're working, it can be difficult. And so whenever we would have a record broken or just a high stat line, I would get to my computer as fast as possible, find pictures of them, and want to get them out on our social media because it's so fun to highlight them. Especially when they're good people too. There's so many people on the women's soccer team, men's soccer team, volleyball, track, all those or cross country, all those fall sports were fun to highlight because the players were good people. And so it's just like I want to get their numbers out and I want to show our community what they're doing. And then them being able to see that and seeing how happy they are when their face is on our Instagram or on our Facebook, and they're like, "Whoa, look, I'm on here." It's like it feels like making them look like professional athletes. And there's nothing that says we can't do that, so why not do it?
Speaking of numbers, I looked at our Cascade Conference women's basketball stats, and your name's all over the place. You're in the top 10 in scoring. You're in the top 10 in steals. Excuse me, top 20 in scoring, top 10 in steals, top 15 in three pointers made, and you are leading the league in minutes played. I mean, talk a little bit about your love of basketball. You talk about your family being a basketball family, and as this year is winding down for you, your senior year, what are some of the things going through your mind?
Yeah, basketball has been a part of my life since I can remember. My dad's been a college and high school basketball coach for years and years. And this is my fifth year at Northwest, fifth year playing for Coach Crawford. And I love the game. And I tell people the day I wake up and I'm not excited for practice and I'm not excited for a game is the day I know I'm done. And that day hasn't come yet, and I don't feel it coming anytime soon. And so I know I made the right decision to play my fifth year, knowing that I still get excited to go get the ball in my hands and go play with my teammates. Yeah, this year for or this season for our team has been a bit disappointing. Just kind of being at the bottom of the standings right now. We still got 15 games left. We still have a lot that we can do. But changes do have to be made, and our mindsets got to be right on track, because we got a difficult league. People are winning and losing games that we wouldn't have guessed. And so it's kind of giving us an opportunity, even though we've got a losing record right now, we still got an opportunity to make a difference and even get to playoffs.
Yeah, as you said, 15 games remaining in the conference season, so lots of time to make changes and get things going. Tell me what it's like playing for Coach Crawford. He seems like a great guy to play for.
Yeah, Crawford's great. If you see him from the stands, you'll see an old guy yelling and screaming. But if you see him after the game when the buzzer goes off, he's just like any other guy. He's a dad. He's a grandpa, and he's like that to us too. He'll do absolutely anything for us. He'll drive us to the airport at 3 a.m. He'll buy us a meal. He does way too much for us. But he's become like a father figure to me, and honestly, kind of like a best friend. I can tell him anything. I just go in the office, we hang out, tell each other stories, and it's been great. A big word that stands out for me when I think about Coach Crawford is servant leadership. He will pick up any task. He wears a lot of hats at Northwest right now. Even though you may only see him as a head women's basketball coach, he's a professor. He'll clean up bathrooms. He'll be in administrative meetings. I mean, he does a lot for us and for the whole community.
Yeah, it just seems like a wonderful person, and all of my interactions with him have been great. And what a great role model for you as you enter into small college athletic administration, right? You know that it may not just be the job in the job description. You do what has to be done to get the job done, right?
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about what your future plans are in athletic administration.
Yeah. So when I talked to Gary about the position, about being an SID, I kind of asked him, I said, is this going to be something that I have to commit to for 5-10 years? Or do you only want me for one season? Like, what's it looking like? And he just said, the first season, the first year of it, see if you like it, and we can kind of go from there. And I've really enjoyed it. And so I would like to do it again, not being a student athlete, just having the position of SID, because I got ideas going in my head every minute of the day. And I'd like to actually carry some of those out, because I'll have more time. And so I would definitely like to continue the position. And then a dream of mine would be doing the same position, maybe at a bigger school someday. At Northwest, we have 10 teams that I'm doing sports information for. And I see myself kind of spread thin, giving as much as I can to each team. But at bigger schools, they have sports information, multiple sports information positions just for one team. I mean, for UW and for Michigan right now, they probably have 4 or 5 sports information positions just for the football teams. And so I think with my personality, I would like to do the same type of role, but kind of focused on one team.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to your fellow student athletes about your job and kind of what goes into it? And you've seen behind the curtain, so to speak, of how an athletic department runs. And has that helped you as you talk with your student athletes about really, you know, maybe some of the struggles or obstacles that are being faced at Northwest?
Yeah. When Ray was here, we just kind of saw him in and out of the gym, in his office a lot, working. And he was married, or he still is married to who was our softball coach. And so they would be around and have some relationship with students here and there. But obviously my relationship with the students is much different. And they'll come into the office or see me around school and kind of check on what I'm doing. And I'll kind of explain it to them, and they'll just be like, I didn't know there was even a person we had to do that. Or I can't believe so much goes into this job. And so I think with me kind of being that bridge between students and the upper athletic department, they see a little bit more of what's going on and the work that it takes. And so that's been kind of cool. They've been able to see a little bit more since I'm kind of that bridge.
And you mentioned you're not far from the campus and you grew up not far from the campus. What was it about Northwest when you first visited there? Because you obviously had opportunities to go elsewhere, to play basketball and go to school, but what was it about Northwest?
Yeah, I think one of the main things was that it was close to home. I have a tight relationship with my siblings and with my parents, and I wanted them to be able to be a part of my college life still, be able to come to games and me be able to go home and see them when I could. And so when I visited Northwest, I was just like, please let this be the place. And I met Crawford, I met the team, and I was like, no brainer, I gotta go here. He's just, as we've talked about, he's a great guy, and I really loved the way he coached and his coaching philosophy. And then on top of all of it, Northwest being a Christian university, I thought it would be a great place to really solidify my faith as a student athlete. And so just all those factors put together, I decided I wanted to be an Eagle. I decided I want to be an Eagle for 4 years, and now here I am on my fifth year.
Well, you've certainly taken advantage of all the opportunities there presented to you at Northwest. And if you had any advice to somebody who was an undergrad and thinking about going into sports information, what would that advice be?
Networking. Networking is huge in even if you're just a business major, marketing major, anything to do with that. Even just sports, just meet people. You're not going to do it by yourself. It's impossible to do it by yourself, especially being so young. And so take advantage when you're at events and introduce yourself to people. We were at a kids camp a few months ago, and Coach Crawford and I kind of recognized a guy that walked in because he came to learn how to be a coach from our players. And Coach and I were kind of like, is that Aaron Goldsmith? He works for the Seattle Mariners. And I was like, Coach, I gotta go introduce myself to him. So I went and I introduced myself to him, told him what my role was, and next thing you know, we were exchanging numbers. And so that gives me an opportunity maybe somewhere in the next couple years. So I would just say take advantage of that and meet as many people as you can, because they want to help you. They're not just about themselves. They want to help young people.
Well, Maya, you've definitely taken advantage of opportunities. You're a standout basketball player. You're an academic all-conference, an academic all-American, and working basically a full-time job supporting not only your basketball program, but all the other programs at Northwest. Very, very proud of you, and we're very glad for you and all your success.
Thank you, Rob. Wouldn't be possible without you and Courtney either, so thank you.
This has been a great edition of Cascade Connects. I want to thank our guest, Maya Duchesne. We hope to see all of you at our next broadcast. Thank you.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.